Thank you for standing by, and welcome to the Visioneering Technologies Quarterly Investor Conference Call. All participants are in a listen-only mode. There will be a presentation followed by a question-and-answer session. If you wish to ask a question, you will need to press the star key followed by the number one on your telephone keypad. I would now like to hand the conference over to Dr. Stephen Snowde, CEO. Please go ahead.
Well, thank you very much, and good morning over in Australia, and good evening in the United States. This is Stephen Snowde, CEO of Visioneering Technologies, and I am joined on the call by Brian Lane, our Chief Financial Officer, and Tony Sommer, our Senior Vice President of Sales and Marketing. We welcome you to our quarterly investor call for the quarter ended June 2019. We'll open the call with financial and operational recaps for the business, and then we'll open the line to answer your questions. Usual reminders here, all dollar amounts we will discuss today are U.S. dollars, and BTI's fiscal year is coincident with the calendar fiscal year. As a quick introduction or reintroduction, as the case may be, VTI sells daily disposable contact lenses targeted at the young, the old, and everyone in between. Our flagship product, though, is targeted at the young and the old. It is a daily disposable soft contact lens called Natural View Multifocal. Natural View Multifocal is a revolutionary and patented contact lens targeted at two patient populations with high clinical needs. The first being people over the approximate age of 45 who have difficulty seeing things that are close to the faces. This condition is called presbyopia. And almost everyone over the ripe old age of 45 suffers from presbyopia. The other patient segment being prescribed the exact same Natural View multifocal lenses as the presbyopic patients is composed of children who are nearsighted and getting progressively worse, a condition called pediatric myopia or myopia progression. These children can see things that are close but have compromised distance vision, which can affect, of course, academic and athletic performance and other daily tasks. Myopia progression affects a third to a half of children in the United States, which is double what it was 30 years ago, and affects up to 90% of children in many Asian countries. We estimate the myopia progression market for soft lenses in China alone to be around $10 billion. And even Australia, which enjoys one of the lowest rates of myopia in the world, has seen a very sharp uptick in a percentage of children who are nearsighted. For these children, poor distance vision and new glasses every year are their smallest concerns, at least when it comes to vision. These children are exposed to a lifetime of significantly elevated risk of blindness and other serious ocular diseases. So minimizing the severity of their nearsightedness during their childhood development is very important. In addition to selling our multifocal contact lenses, we also sell lenses called Natural View Spheres for the correction of uncomplicated distance vision in adults who are neither young nor old. As always, we remind everyone that VTI's revenue represents sales to our fulfillment partners, and that our fulfillment partners then sell our products to eye care professionals, which we call ECPs. This is an acronym you'll hear us use over and over today. And the ECPs then sell the products to the patients. To provide as clear a window into our operations as possible, we report something called shipments to ECPs in the United States. This is our primary metric, which we also report in addition to revenue. Shipments to U.S. ECPs represents lenses that are shipped from our fulfillment companies to U.S.-based eye care professionals at the dollar pricing per lens that we charge the fulfillment companies. As the ECPs generally do not hold material inventory, shipments to ECPs represent true real-time demand. Our revenue can be impacted substantially by the timing of inventory build and depletion by our three fulfillment partners. As international sales become more significant, we'll start to blend those dollars in as well. The June quarter set yet another record for shipments. Shipments to U.S. ECPs grew 11% over the prior quarter to 1.4 million and grew 105% over the same quarter last year. This is particularly pleasing given that the March quarter itself saw 28% growth over its prior quarter, and we still grew 11% over that. Net revenue grew to $1.2 million, representing 4% growth over the prior quarter and 95% over prior corresponding period last year, and was impacted by timing of inventory replenishments versus shipments at the distributor level and higher than expected redemptions in a rebate program that ended during the quarter. The number of active accounts, which are accounts that purchased product within the quarter, grew by 172 accounts to 1,855, which was a 10% increase. The growth in active accounts over the first half of the year was 366 active accounts, within guidance previously provided. Growth in shipments per active account over the first half of the year was approximately $90, slightly under what we were planning. And we expect September quarter, which, as you know, if you're familiar with the company, is typically the strongest quarter of the year, to bring the growth in shipments per active account into the guidance range. And just a reminder that the guidance range is meant to be an average of the entire year, so some quarters will be above and some quarters will be below. Gross margin in the quarter grew to 34% compared to 32% the prior quarter and remains on track to deliver 40% over the year 2019. Cash receipts from customers grew 13% over the prior quarter to $1.3 million, and gross cash outflows in the quarter were approximately $4.2 million, resulting in net cash use in operations of approximately $2.8 million. We ended the quarter with approximately $1.3 million of cash. Subsequent to the quarter end, very shortly after the quarter end, the company raised just over $7 million in additional cash, which is expected to last the company at least through the first quarter of 2020. The capital raise consisted of a placement and rights offering that collectively brought in approximately $4.5 million and a debt facility that brought in $3 million. All in U.S. dollars. On the international front, we continue to wait for our clearances in Canada and Hong Kong and have made positive progress in Singapore. Absent of any additional political disruption in Hong Kong, we still expect to launch there in 2019 and still expect to launch Canada in 2019. We also continue to develop a partnership for Europe with a multinational contact lens company that has sought a private label relationship for Europe and potentially other territories around the world as well. The progress towards the private label launch for this partner in 2019 is going well. We still expect it to occur in 2019, though it is going more slowly than we expected. We also continue to develop partnerships in China. Though, as we mentioned in the 4C, the relationship between China and the United States has introduced some risks in this regard. We did recently receive another key patent in China, so we are confident in our ability to get a deal done there. The sales force in the United States remains approximately the same as previous quarters, slightly smaller through attrition, and we continue to see productivity gains from the current sales force. We do expect to shift some resources from slower growing territories to ones with more potential, so we intend to squeeze as much productivity as possible from the current sales force before expanding it. In summary, we are pumped. We continue to demonstrate growth and demand for the Natural View family. The company is growing smoothly and reliably. We've kicked off a great international expansion that is gaining steam. We see our metrics improving and carrying us towards profitability. And lastly, we have a great shareholder base who have continued to be very supportive. And of course, we'll keep you updated as we move through the always exciting September quarter. And we can now open the line up for questions. We also have, as I said before, Brian Lane, who's the CFO on the line, and Tony Summer, our Senior Vice President of Sales and Marketing. So to the extent you have any questions that you'd like to direct to them, please feel free to do so.
Thank you. If you wish to ask a question, please press star one on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star two. If you are on a speakerphone, please pick up the handset to ask your question. We currently have no questions at the moment, so I'll just give a couple seconds if anyone wishes to register. Your first question comes from Mark Pachaz, BioShares. Please go ahead.
Oh, hi, Stephen and guys. Congratulations on a good quarter. Just wanted to know, just with respect to your gross margins, can you give some indication of where that might move in sort of the longer term, over, say, the 2 or 3 year period?
Sure. So what we've reported previously is 40% that we expect for the year, 46% in the last quarter, most of this coming from two impacts. One is the more lenses we buy, the lower the cost gets. The second is that we're working through the FIFO layering of lenses that were more expensive in prior periods that we purchased. And we can expect the gross margins to settle somewhere between 50 and 55%, maybe if we get large enough, even close to 60.
Yeah, right.
And that all assumes that we can continue to use an OEM, and at this point we have no intent of moving away from an OEM.
Right, okay. All right, that's all. Thanks very much, Stephen.
Hey, thanks, Mark.
Thank you. Once again, if you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. We currently do not have any questions, so I will give it a couple more seconds if anyone was to wish to ask a question.
Well, it looks like we've done such a fantastic job in describing the business that nobody has any questions.
There are no further questions at this time. I'll now hand back to Dr. Snoddy for closing remarks.
Well, again, we're very, very excited at the close of the quarter, very excited with our progress towards our guidance for 2019, and very excited to be coming into the strongest quarter. Very fortunate in this environment to have been able to raise the capital that we did, and certainly puts us in much stronger footing. And look forward to being able to deliver on that over the coming quarters. And thank you again, all of you, for your interest, and we'll keep you updated as the quarter progresses. Thanks.